It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
So excited to have you join us on this first day of February. It's Black History Month. All this month, you're going to be hearing so much. You know, it's Black History Month. It should be Black History Year every year. But we're going to put emphasis on this particular month.
That's right.
For some people who made some outstanding contributions. Great to have Brother James White back. He was phenomenal.
Oh, God, just amazing.
You're going to hear that and see that in all our platforms. So if you missed it, you don't want to make sure you go out and grab, because it's one of his, he does great work every week, but we ain't seen him in about a month. So, because he's been away, but he's back now. He says good to be back, too.
Yes,
so great to have him back.
Good to have him back.
Another guy that's back in Houston. Nice segue, Reese. I'm accompanying myself on this one. Another guy that's back in Houston, Texas, a guy who once played linebacker there. He's coming back as the head coach.
Awesome.
DeMarco Ryan is the new head coach for the Houston Texans. And if I was being honest, I'm excited that he got a job, but I'm not excited that he got a job at that particular franchise. Are all the jobs filled now? Any other jobs lingering? We got Panthers. We got, of course, we just
Denver.
Had Sean Payton, Denver. Is any other jobs lingering? Am I missing one? Maybe that's it. I could be wrong. But anyway.
What's so bad about the Texans?
Well, you know, they have the organization, the administration, this whole Deshaun Watson thing that mm-hmm. went down out there and how they kind of, you know, they turned their back to a lot of it. I think the owner has some history, some insensitive things he said in the past. I'm not feeling that organization. Just me personally. Now, I can be totally wrong,
right.
But I'm glad he got the opportunity.
Right.
But I will say this, though. They're not that far away from being competitive.
Hands down.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not that far
hands
away from
down.
Being competitive,
you,
yeah.
This team will be successful. This team will be successful. I can assure you that this team will be successful.
I would love to see Bryce Young go there, personally. They had a second pick, I think.
Yeah,
Chicago, and I think it's them.
I mean, hell, get some of them from the Saints. They got plenty now. No need to watch the first round.
My.
On the clock, the New Orleans Saints. On the clock for the sixth pick, the New Orleans Saints. I'm like, dang, how many people? They racking
up.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, because with Sean Payton,
they got some more picks.
They got some more picks, yeah. So, but yeah, I think I would like, because I don't want the former head coach, the African American, who was there for 1 year at Denver. And a few years ago. Steve Wilks, with that fiasco where he did have no help out there. For Arizona Cardinals. So put him in a place where they could be successful. Brian Flores, now, he was pretty successful at Miami, but that whole thing blew up. They wanted him to take games and all that kind of thing. But put him in a position so they can be successful as opposed to give him a job just give him a job. I'm not in favor at all.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this every time. So I guess we can do it now since we're done. What grade are we going to give the NFL this year on?
Kendrick said Arizona still in the – yeah. I forgot. Arizona still in the search for a coach, yeah. That's a good point. Arizona's – yeah. Good looking out, Kay.
I thought they – yeah, well, maybe they did.
Yeah, no, they didn't. No, Kingsbury's gone. That fiasco they had.
Oh, thank
it's
goodness.
Done.
Yeah, yeah. And Shorty 40, you know, that's why they hired
Shorty 40 a little shaky.
Yeah, a little shaky. But what's your question on Mac?
What's the grade so far
on
minority hires or just the coaching searches in general this year? Other fields,
C minus, D plus at best.
So outside of Steve Wilks, which other ones you probably concerned about?
Leftwich is the guy that's in there. I thought had opportunity. Eric Bieniemy, which we still know what's going on. It must be some stuff going on with that.
Yeah, but what would you put? Like, you would put him over DeMarco?
No.
Mm-mm.
Put him over Sean? No.
No.
Okay, Frank Wright. Yeah, that's easy. But
I would put Wilks over Frank Wright,
yeah.
And I give one of those guys, as I mentioned, an opportunity for Arizona, which I was just reminded of.
It's still open.
It's still open. No, but
outside of that, I think, I mean, it's okay. I am very pleased with the DeMarco hire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You said that
that's
yesterday.
Really
I'm very pleased with the DeMarco hire. I think that's an excellent opportunity for him, excellent opportunity for the organization, and I think you just get the ownership to stay the hell out of the way. I think they'll be just fine. I think that's great. The most disappointing this year for me is the entire Carolina Panthers saga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? I get it. You want to get, like, if they would have said, let's bring in Brian, right?
Right.
Instead of Steve Wilks.
Yep.
Maybe.
Okay.
Bring in the coordinator for the Cowboys, right?
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like it, but okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this dude, though.
But to go hire a fired coach.
Yeah.
Recently fired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ain't about
a couple days
2 years ago.
Right.
He got
very
fired.
Recent.
Last year. You fired your coach, and then 2 weeks later, this guy got fired.
Indianapolis ain't hired nobody yet either, right?
That's correct.
So Indianapolis is the other one.
Yeah.
But we think Jeff Saturday probably going to get that one.
He probably
we'll
should.
We'll see.
He should get a
so,
look.
So, yeah, Indianapolis is the other one. Yeah, okay.
But then you say this guy, Steve Wilson, not the right guy. I'm like, why not?
But, Mac, he's proven that he can lead teams. I mean, he delivered that most recently. So how can you not say that?
Well, maybe his vision couldn't go beyond what he already put together.
Well, Tepper said that, you know, these other guys, they came in with a plan for the future.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
saying. He didn't go in the interview prepared.
Right. Maybe his vision didn't go any further than what he's already put together.
Well, all right. Like, well, you know what? And you know what? If that's the case then, okay, so he don't interview well is what you're saying.
Well, he damn sure don't prepare well.
Right.
if that's the case.
So what's the rest of your staff look like?
But
I hadn't thought about that
right,
yet.
So if he went in, because this happened to somebody I know that that's interviewing some people that's a friend of him. If he went in casually like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I don't have to treat this like it's an interview. It's just a conversation. Then that's on him. That's on him because he's – we weren't there, so I don't know this for a fact. He walked in and said,
yeah,
what's your plan? Well, you know, I hadn't thought about that. I have to get back to
you. We're going
to
keep doing what we're doing. Right. We're going to stay the course.
Right,
we're going to do what now?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, now, I'm with you on that. Did somebody come behind you with a plan? Even though you got fired 2 hours ago,
right.
I got a plan. I learned this.
Well, he had a whole lot more time to think about it.
But yeah, that could be it, man.
I can assure you, Frank Wright probably didn't do that, just to be honest with you.
Did what?
He probably didn't come in with all of that, you know, elaborate plan either. It's just that he probably came in with a little bit more prepared.
He said he came in with a list.
Mm-hmm. Of who? His staff.
His staff and org chart. Yeah, all that. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't never interviewed for a head coaching job in the NFL in my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was standard.
Well, we assume that.
I thought that was.
But,
come on now, Reese. If
I was Steve Wilson, I went in there and I felt like I've already interviewed for the job.
Right. I've been doing it on the job.
So, why I got to come in?
Did you just see what we put together for the last 8 months?
That's my point.
I need a plan for how we going to get out of this.
Yeah, right.
You can't come in and tell me, yeah, we're going to do what we always do. I know he didn't do that.
We don't know that.
Oh, my gosh. I know he didn't do that. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
He put him on blast, basically.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
We all know better.
He said what? Tepper somewhat said that in a roundabout kind of way. He said that. Yeah.
Y'all are blowing me away right now.
No, I mean, I hadn't really thought about it until we had discussed it. The first time we talked
y'all
about it.
Y'all blowing me away right now.
It didn't sink in, but now I'm thinking about, you know what? Maybe
y'all
you know,
blowing me away.
Do we have that?
Graham,
we're going to find that.
Graham, you remember which one? It was
David Tepper asked about how Steve Wilks came close to getting the head coaching job. Is that the one you're asking for?
About everybody coming in, the interviews coming in, being prepared.
Yeah, I believe it's this one. Let's take a listen.
The process we went through, like I said, had to do with how we're having coaches in here and looking at the future. And that was the process we went through. Everybody, you know, presented who they had and what they were thinking to help us win in the future. And we really made that decision based on that.
Eek.
K-Mac's face.
Watching him on TV, look at him. Like, ooh.
No. No, no, it can't. No, I'm not even gonna think like that. No,
he's seen my work. I ain't gotta go through all that.
There's no way, Reese.
No way.
Wouldn't you
y'all
assume
know better?
If we being fair, we gonna give it to you across the board. If he walked in like that, then that's an L right there.
Right.
Then he's gonna.
This is my guy. This is what we gonna do. I can bring this guy
then
in.
The guy,
this is where I see, you know, we things we could should have done this right, last time right, and right. all of that.
But then the guy right behind him walked in. No, he went to seminary school. He walked in. He prepared. He got everything laid out. His daughter works for them, and his son works for
Regan. He got three points. Some of them.
He came in, unfolded. You know how to play.
Yeah.
Unfold the hanky.
Yeah.
Hand him his Bible.
Then he told Tepper, let's pray about this before we get started.
You had me at the prayer.
That's right. Let's all touch and agree. Well, there's two or more. Come on, somebody.
Sometimes. You got to look back to look for.
Anyway, we're a few minutes got left. But
just
but
know where you've been before you know where you go.
We're going to find about that. We don't know any of this. Well,
I'm looking for answers.
We get so you.
That
you
know, part.
You call me.
There you go.
919-890-620. I'm looking for answers.
Yeah, this is not making sense.
We just trying to keep it 100 because, you know, why he didn't get it. We just trying to come up with reasons. I mean, boy, we're still struggling. But that means G-Money, big time game last night with Duke and Wake Forest using the building with your mom. How was that real quickly?
It was really good. I mean, Reese, you made us feel like royalty, giving us your parking pass. My mom was just impressed that we were able to drive up there. As we were walking up, Vashti Hertz, of course, she's done this a couple of times where she'll post in her story of her being chauffeured up to the front door of Cameron Indoor
Stadium.
Talking about
in one of those cars.
Which, I mean, she's Vashti.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I'll be like, yo, can I get a ride?
Well, see, that's the thing. Usually when I'm
going there.
Oh, I get on.
I'm going to start asking next time I do that.
So I'm glad you said that because anytime I've gone on behalf of you guys for press, I'm like, you know, I don't need one of these.
It's a little walk, though.
Is it a long walk?
It's a little walk.
It's
about a 5 to 10 minute walk.
Yeah, it's a walk, yeah.
But I'm always like, you know, let the civilians or let the fans, the spectators, the patrons use the court.
Right.
We're walking up there, and the first thing somebody asked us was, do y'all need a ride up to Cameron? And my mom was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, I mean, I don't have my media credentials, so I'm going to take the fan experience.
There you go.
We took the ride up there, and we got there about a good 2 hours beforehand just to kind of walk around. We actually went to Duke's Dining Hall and ate.
Are you serious?
Like the grad student dining hall. And I tell you, it's like a terminal in there.
It is.
You walk around. Have you been there, K-Mac?
Yes, I have been there.
I think I read where it might be like top five like best dining halls on all college campuses.
It is like an airport terminal.
Right.
Wow.
Seriously. Wow. So my mom was impressed with that. Then we go inside Cameron Indoor, of course, and we're looking at the Duke Hall of Fame Museum. I'm just taking the time, ladies and gentlemen, just to talk about going to the game as a fan, not as press. We can get into the nitty-gritty part of it.
Right.
But it was just so cool just being able to go and sit back and not have the Cameron crazies on top of you. I mean, that's part of the experience.
Yeah, but I mean, it's okay sometimes.
Row.
Sometimes you want to slap one.
How'd you enjoy the seating experience?
Yes.
Well, I got to give a big shout out to our dear friend Van.
Yes.
Van Yer, who hooked me up with tickets. Yeah. And on Monday, I received a text message from the person whose tickets they were.
Uh-huh.
Just telling me, you know, hey, download the tickets on your Apple wallet, And the person was named Mike Saab. And I didn't really think anything of it.
I know Mike Saab very well.
Yeah, until I went on Google and typed in his name, and the first thing that pops up is Mike Saab Duke. And, of course, his title is Associate Director of Athletics.
Yes.
So I was just like, wow, like, you know, this is a content I need to save on my phone. But, Van, if you're listening, thank you so much for getting me in contact. And
wow.
Mike,
Graham said, yeah.
Yeah, what's
can
up?
Can
who
I
this? Talk?
Hey, Barack. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Yeah, you were looking. Yeah. So, when I see you, I mean, we can chop it up. Yeah. Yeah, man. I got some tickets from a guy named Barack.
If there's one thing this industry has taught me, it's not about what you know.
It's who you know.
Connections is everything, ladies and gentlemen. But, yeah, it was a great time. We can talk about the whole game itself in a little bit because it actually was a really, really entertaining game.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.